Family and friends welcomed the cast and crew of a new reality TV show as they pulled their jet skis up to the dock in Petersburg's North Harbor on a recent afternoon. Three of the five cast and crew members have ties to Petersburg, and the group plans to film along the coast of Alaska for the next few weeks. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
Oh, they're coming!
The three cast members and two on the camera crew pulled up to the dock on four Sea-Doo jet skis after 1,400 miles in 5 days from Seattle to Petersburg. Stephen Mall is executive producer and a member of the cast.
It's been a huge adventure for sure. We almost lost a ski. Rolled a ski in big surf right up against the rocks, thought it was going to splinter. We had a ski breakdown we had to repair in Port Hardy down in British Columbia. And this is just the beginning. This is just the first step getting to Petersburg.
Maul came through Southeast Alaska on a jet ski last year and broke down in Frederick Sound at near Five Finger Lighthouse. He was towed back to Petersburg and met local resident Charles Davis, who helped repair the jet ski and eventually joined on with the show. Davis's brother Wesley is driving the camera ski, and another former Petersburg resident, Andrew Mazzella, rides on the back of the camera ski filming the trip. He says it's been a learning experience.
We're pioneering something, there's a lot that goes with that. So we're figuring it out and working out the kinks. The farther south, the better, before we get up into the real nasty stuff. So.
The riders say the skis can cruise at speeds as high as 60 to 65 miles an hour, but they're most fuel efficient around 42 miles an hour. The group is making some modifications in Petersburg to boost the fuel capacity of the watercraft and hope eventually to be able to travel up to 350 miles between refueling stops. The group has already had some excitement on the first part of their trip. Charles Davis describes coming through Dixon Entrance on a jet ski.
We're hitting about 4 to 6 footers, and sometimes you can get clipping along 25, 35 mile an hour. I actually had one instance where I come off a wave, crashed down at the bottom, probably going too fast up the other, cut the next wave, and I had about a foot and a half of blue water over the top of the ski, washed me clean off my ski. And so I'm just out there, Bob, just swimming for my ski as fast as I can. And we kind of got it handed to us in the Dixon Entrance a little bit, but we did all right.
Davis says another exciting moment came while playing around a rock in the surf on the British Columbia coastline.
When we were catching some big air around this rock, and I come around and I'm looking at the waves running up the side of this rock, and I'm thinking, I bet I could ride up over that rock and come back down on the surf before it goes dry. And as I was kind of scoping it out, I was a little ways from the rock. The water just started dropping out from underneath me, and I could see the rock down below. And I just started racing out of there, and just about the time I got to the top of the wave, it broke over the top of my ski and rolled me over in the surf.
Cameraman Andrew Mazzella jumped off another ski and helped Davis flip his ski upright again and get away from the crashing waves. The reality TV show will be following the travels of the three ski riders as they tour the country. The crew plans 6 weeks of filming this summer along the coast of Alaska. Here's Maul on the show's website.
We've assembled an incredible cast and crew that's going to bring you in high definition some of the most beautiful waterways, dangerous waterways in North America.
The cast of Dangerous Waters Productions and their four Sea-Doos planned on filming several days on the Stikine River and LeConte Bay south of Petersburg before heading north to Haines and Glacier Bay. After that, they plan to transport the skis to Anchorage and then make stops in Dutch Harbor, King Salmon, Nome, and hope to eventually make a run across the Bering Strait to Russia. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
The Jet Ski Show is scheduled to air on HDNet sometime in the spring of 2012.